It is time once again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and I hope you heard that school bell, and I hope you know what that means. And if you're a regular listener, then you know what we are doing. We're studying Sunday school lessons that were written years ago for the Sunday schools, and we're currently in the midst of a lesson for November 5th, 1922. But we are turning from this lesson to a book that I have in my hand at this moment that was actually copyrighted in 1973. It is a book written by a man I greatly admire, Robert R. Taylor, Jr., and he inscribed this book to me right there at the front of it. I've read this book several times, and I was reading in Elam's notes on this study of Jesus as the great physician about how Jesus entered the homes of various individuals in the New Testament, and he asked the question, how can we now have Jesus in our homes? And that reminded me of this book that Robert Taylor wrote, Christ in the Home. And it describes the visit of Jesus into the homes of various people while he dwelt on this earth. He went into the home of Simon Peter and Andrew. And he visited, that's where Peter's mother lay sick of a fever. He entered the home of Jairus where his daughter had died, and he brought her back to life. He entered the home in Bethany, the home of Mary and Martha, and taught Martha about what was the most important thing. And as we were reading this in our last class, we were talking about Jesus visiting the home of Zacchaeus. And we want to continue to that story, and then there's going to be some common threads about Jesus in the home. And the point of all this is that if we want our homes to be what they ought to be, then we need to invite Jesus into our home. And if there are things amiss in our home, when we bring Jesus there, he can help us get those things right. So we'll return to that reading in just a moment. And I know you'll want to hear this because Robert Taylor is such an excellent writer. And really, it's just a joy to read from his books and the many things that he has written. But before we do that, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And you who are in the radio audience at this time are in class number 139. Now let me return to Robert Taylor's wonderful little book. And I'm going to begin reading in page 17 of his first chapter. And this is about Jesus visiting the home of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus says to Jesus, "Behold, Lord, the half my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." Luke 19 and verse 8. Some think Zacchaeus was telling the Lord what had been his past practice. However, it seems safer to assert that the chief physician, in stating a present conviction of what he proposed to do in the future, the very fact that Jesus announced in the succeeding verse the arrival of salvation for his home seems to warrant our conclusion that Zacchaeus's past left many things to be desired. It seems that from this moment onward, he was determined to be a different person. Before his departure, the Lord was able to say to Zacchaeus, "This day is salvation come into this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Luke 19:9-10. The narrative ends with a saved family, an appointed reminder of Christ's supreme mission in coming to this earth. the salvation of the lost. Now, there are some common threads of these four accounts of Jesus entering into these homes. These four accounts, two from Mark and two from Luke, contain several common threads of thought, interestingly interwoven. Jesus visited four first-century Palestinian homes. Two of these homes were located in Galilee, the northern province of the Holy Land. The other homes are located in Judea, the southern province. Jesus was welcomed in each home. Simon and Andrew were delighted to have their beloved master visited their humble home near the shores of the northwestern edge of the Galilean Sea. Jairus begged Jesus to come home with him and to heal his dying daughter. Jesus always experienced a warm welcome in the Bethany household of Martha and Mary. Jesus became the self-invited guest in the home of the chief publican. Nevertheless, we conclude that he received a royal reception from Zacchaeus. Jesus was no intruder into these homes. There was no hypocritical outward show of hospitality accompanied by an inward aversion to his being there. Both attitudes and actions convey their happiness to have God's Son as the divine guest in their humble homes. Jesus had never stayed long where he was unwanted and unwelcomed. His departures from Nazareth in Luke 4 and from the materialistic gatherings in Mark 5 testify to this point. Revelation 3:14 through 22 sets forth the thought that he will not dwell in one of his own congregations when lukewarmness and listlessness drive him out. It is a foregone conclusion, therefore, that Jesus does not live in our homes today unless we have made him welcome. There was a real need in each of these homes. The home of Simon and Andrew had a serious sickness. Mark said Peter's mother-in-law had a fever. Mark chapter 1 and verse 30. Luke writes as a physician, and he calls it a great fever. In Luke 4 and verse 38, J.W. McGarvey, in commenting on this passage, refers to Galen, the father of medicine, as one who divided fevers into little and great. Simon's mother-in-law had the more serious type of the two. Luke informs us that the concerned members of this home besought Christ for her, Luke 4 and verse 38. Such concerns reveal the deep bond of love, kindness, and consideration which permeated this family relationship. It is just what we would expect. A home that welcomes Jesus usually has many worthwhile qualities. Another of these homes had a critical illness that resulted in death. Truly, there was the need in the home of Jairus. Evidently, there was a need for the wonderful words of life to be spoken in the Bethany household. This is what Jesus did, and he never did anything but what wise propriety demanded. In the words of his admiring contemporaries, "He hath done all things well," Mark 7 and verse 37. Though this was specifically stated concerning his miraculous manifestations, it becomes a standing commentary on all of his practices. The home of Zacchaeus needed salvation far more than it needed additional success from his thriving tax collection business. Four homes, and each had a specific need. Jesus came as a bearer of blessings into each of these homes. The divine guest did not come empty-handed. The rich storehouse of universal bounties was at his disposal. Not only did Jesus come as a blessing to each home, but he also brought the blessing most needed. He came as the great physician to Simon's home. His arrival found a beloved member of the family sick, and the remainder of the household compassionately concerned. Before he left the sick, he had been made well and was left in perfect health. We can almost see the cured mother-in-law walking with the great physician to the door. A beaming countenance radiates her joy for returned health. Jesus came as the resurrection and the life into the home of Jairus. His services had been requested as the great physician, but first the arrival of the pale horse and his rider, death, changed the need from that of a healer of sickness to that of a restorer of life. How fortunate indeed was Jairus when he received the death message about his only daughter. He had Jesus right by his side. You and I frequently do not know what to say in a similar circumstance, but the Maker of men knew exactly what was needed by way of a comforting expression. He uttered four words according to the Greek text of Mark 5 and verse 36. They were, as would literally appear in English, not fear, only believe. They have been translated into five and four words respectively in our King James and American Standard versions. Volumes of human words could be written on how to deal with death, and they would not say nearly so much as Jesus packed into a quartet of consoling words. Jesus went into that room of death and made a lifeless corpse into a radiant, living, loving child again. Jesus brought the wonderful words of life into Mary's home. She knew their worth. Solomon said, "A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver," Proverbs 25:11. If anyone ever spoke fitfully, it would have been God's Son. Mary indeed would have appraised his words as being like apples of gold and pictures of silver. Jesus supplied the needs of Mary's longing heart by the words he uttered. Jesus came as Savior to the Jericho home of Zacchaeus. This was the blessing his household needed, and Jesus supplied it. He is the only one who can bring salvation into our homes today, just as he was the only one who could come as Savior in the first century. Jesus left these homes in much better condition than he found them. In the house of Simon and Andrew, he left restored health where there had been serious illness. In the house of Jairus, he left a live and well daughter where there had been a sick and dead child. In the Bethany household, he left a gratified Mary and a wiser Martha. In Zacchaeus' home, he turned the words lost into life and sin into salvation. Four homes, four visits, four blessings conferred, and four homes lifted to a higher plateau of spiritual eminence. If we will receive Jesus into our homes and lift up the Bible in every heart of the household, Jesus and the Bible will lift up our families. Christ in the home is God's formula for successful marriages, happy homes, and well-adjusted children who are being reared in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Has the divine guest ever visited your home? Let me read to you, if you will let me, that last paragraph again, because it captures the crux of this lesson. If we will receive Jesus into our homes and lift up the Bible in every heart of the household, Jesus and the Bible will lift up our families. Christ in the home is God's formula for successful marriages, happy homes, and well-adjusted children who are being reared in the nurture and admonition of our Lord. That is from Christ in the Home, Chapter 1, by that great preacher, Robert R. Taylor, Jr. And we may use him again as a guest speaker in some of the classes of the Warren County Radio Bible School. It is time for us to end the class. You be listening for that school bell. And if you can, come by and visit us at the Rock Cliff Church of Christ. And you can be assured that all are going to be welcome at all of our assemblies.